Welcome back. We are still with the Emmet HTML. We have already done the heading one, and we've done input box, and we've done a combo box and a list item. Now we're going to do tables, the complex tables, and using Emmet and making them all screen reader friendly. So we got them where people can read them with our screen readers. Okay. Let's begin. We'll begin the tables. And like I said, this is going to be probably a two-part series because I got a feeling it's going to be a little long. All right, let's begin with it. First thing, let's get to where I need to be. Where am I?
index.html-video2-visual-studio-code. Control-shift-m. No problems have been detected. Control-shift-m. Lessly greater less graphy. Lessly greater less blank blank. Less slash div greater.
Okay, let's go.
Blank, blank, less slash L greater.
All right.
End, enter.
Let's do a couple break lines in between.
Less, suggest B, R, greater, index, less, suggest B, R, greater, index, enter.
There we go.
Control S.
And now we're going to start off with a table. So the first thing you want is you just type in the word table.
T, A, B, L, E, space, index,
okay.
Dot HTML editor, type in text, period.
And now that you got table typed in,
space, E, space.
You don't want any space there. You just want the E, and then that's it. And I accidentally hit the space key. That's why I did that. Okay, then you do the greater than sign.
Greater, suggest list box, table greater, one of one, to move to an I.
Now the first thing you want to do is you want to do a heading. So
T, H, E, A, D.
Okay, so you want a table heading. That's T head, okay. Then the next item you want is you want a captions, okay? That's for our screen reader so it can identify the table.
Greater.
Okay. And we're going to do captions.
C-A-P-T-I-O-N.
I think it's just caption. I always forget. Well, anyway, if I don't show up with caption, I'll just do captions. So... okay, now that I've got all that typed in, I could go farther in Emmet, but then I'll be confused where I'm at. So this is as far as I'm going to go for now on Emmet. We're going to hit the tab key, and I'll type in the caption.
Index.html editor, type in text, period.
See, I hit the tab key, and it's spun out a whole bunch of code. I'm going to type in the caption first, and then we'll review it. Okay, what we got there?
V-I-D-E-O, index dot space.
Video.
T, suggest E-S-T
test.
T-A-B-L-E.
Table. Hold one second. There it is. Sorry about that. I didn't have my timer going on. All right, let's review what we got.
Index.html editor, less caption greater video test, less dev greater, less table greater, less dev greater.
That's T head. It doesn't sound, which sounds weird.
Less caption greater video test table, less slash caption greater.
See, it generated all that and put them online separate.
Less slash dev greater.
And that's the closing table heading.
Less caption greater video test table, less slash caption greater.
Okay, let's go after the caption.
End blank. Enter.
Okay, and I'm going to create a table with five columns. So we're going to have the first column is going to be name, and then the first two columns will be fruit. So I guess I'll pick, I don't know, I'll just say orange or apple, whatever I feel like doing. And then the next one will be vegetables, and I don't know. I could do carrots, onions, whatever. I would love to take a vote, but nah. Okay, so the first thing we need to do in order to create a row of headings is we got to create a row. So you got to do TR.
TR.
And hit the greater than sign.
Greater.
And then we're going to do TH.
TH.
Now, we're going to give it an attribute where it is a scope of column. That's what you do for table headings that you want to be over every column. So over the columns.
Open bracket,
So I'm doing,
index.html editor, type in text, period.
this is for the attribute. So I'm gonna do scope.
S, suggest list C, O, P, E.
Then I gotta do the equal sign.
Dash.
Whoops.
Dash.
Oh.
Escape, in E. Closing bracket.
Yeah, you'll notice it doesn't say anything once in a while. That's because that pick list is up. So remember, when it's not saying something, it's because that pick list is up.
Equals.
Okay. And now I got that. And now I'm going to put
Quote,
quote,
C O L.
COL.
Escape in closing bracket. Quote, L O C quote equals E P O C S open bracket. End blank.
Okay.
Closing bracket. Blank.
Now I've got that, and now I'm going to tell it how many headings I need. I need five. So let's go with five.
Star, suggest list box, 5.
Okay. All right. And what a tab key.
Index.html editor, type in text period, less th scope equals quote cal quote, less th scope equals quote cal quote, greater less slash th greater.
See, it did the first one, it put me right where I need to be.
Greater, less.
See, I'm right there. If I go forward.
Slash, t, h,
See?
greater, h, t, slash, less.
Okay, so all I can do is I can just start typing in name.
N, A, M, E, suggest
Remember,
list
column
box,
one was
name,
going to be
line 1.
name.
To move to an item, press the arrow keys, period.
Now I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Index.html editor, type in text, period.
It's easier because these are short and sweet, so I'm just going to go ahead and equal sign column. And that's TH. There we go. Wow. I'll take it.
H T slash less.
There it is. Okay. I could have went straight to it, but I wasn't sure if that was right. That was weird. Okay. Well, anyway, now we're gonna do the first one. What did we say we do? We'll just say cherries.
C sub H E R R index I E S
Okay. And then we'll come down to the next line.
less TH scope equals TH greater less H T slash less.
There we go. And we said we're gonna pick another fruit here. Let's do mango.
M A N index dot G O S less TH scope equals quote cal quote greater less slash TH greater less TH greater less slash less.
Okay, we're on the less than. And let's pick this one. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna go with a vegetable. So let's go with carrots. Gotta have our carrots.
C A R R O T S
Okay.
less TH scope TH greater less TH greater less slash less.
Okay. And I'm using the control key most of the time when I'm pressing things. Then I let up on the control key when I know I'm far enough along. Okay, and now this one will be onions.
O N index I O N S
And that should be it for the THs.
less slash TR greater.
See, that row of headings is done. Okay, let's put some data in here.
Less slash tab greater.
There's the end of the closing of the heading. All right.
Less slash table greater.
Okay, that's the end of the table.
Less slash tab greater.
All right, so I'm going to go to the end of the line.
End.
I'm going to press enter.
Enter.
Okay, now we got to do the body. So for tables, you do T body.
T B O D Y.
There we go. And now I'm going to go ahead and hit the greater
Greater.
sign. Then I'm going to hit TR.
T R
And I'm going to do two lines. I want two rows right off the bat.
star 2
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and then I'm going to do the greater than sign.
greater
And now I'm going to do TD. Okay, because I'm doing data this time.
T D
All right. And okay, I do TD. And then, okay, I don't want to do any specifiers on this one. Okay, TD, that's as deep as I want. But I want five columns. So I'm going to do
star
star five.
Five.
So you see I did a TR star 2. Then I did the greater than symbol. Then I did TD star 5. Because I want five columns for each row. Okay. Now I'm going to hit the tab key.
Index.html editor. Type in text period.
Oh, now it's created a whole bunch of stuff.
Less TR greater.
There's a TR.
Less TD greater. Less slash TD greater.
There's a first TD. I'll go ahead and... Now the first TD, remember I said I want column 1 to be a row header. So I'm going to change this TD now to be a row header. Okay?
Home, less, selected, less TD greater, less slash TD greater.
See, normally you would do this programmatically. So I'm going to go ahead and just do, I'm going to hit the delete key. Okay?
Space.
So I deleted the text that's there. So now I'm going to do TH. Okay. Then I'm going to hit the left bracket.
Open bracket, index.html editor, type in text period.
Okay. And then I'm going to do a scope.
S, suggest C, O, P, E, equals index.html editor,
equals,
quote.
And then I'm going to say row.
R, O, W.
Okay.
Escape, index, closing bracket, quote. W, quote, closing bracket.
I always want to make sure that it does that correctly. All right.
Space, closing bracket. Blank, closing bracket.
Uh-huh. Now.
Blank.
Yeah, I got to put the closing bracket there myself.
Closing brace.
Whoops.
Closing brace. Closing bracket, suggest list box, th open bracket, scope equals quote, index.html editor, type in text period.
See, you have to do it yourself, okay? Now, the first row, I'm going to say first quarter.
1, S, T, space, Q, U, A, R, T, E, R.
Okay. All right.
Less TD greater less slash TD greater, end, TD greater less slash TD greater less. Greater, less.
Okay, for the first column, I don't know which fruit it is. I really don't care. I'm just going to just throw some numbers on here.
Dollar. Five. One.
$51. I'm going to go down.
Less TD greater less slash T slash less greater less.
Okay.
Dollar. 8, 9.
I'm just making up numbers.
Less TD greater less T slash less. 1, 4.
Whoops.
Equals.
Whoops, I didn't mean that.
Equals 4, 1. Dollar. 1, 4. Less TD greater T slash less.
Okay. And then this one, I don't know. How about?
6, 8.
Okay.
8, 6 greater. 6. Dollar.
There we go.
Less slash TR greater. Less TR greater. Less TD greater less slash TD greater.
See, there's a TD.
Home. Less. Selected. Less TD greater less slash TD greater.
So here we are. I'll go ahead and do the same thing I did earlier.
T
H.
Open bracket. Index.html editor. Type in
and
text.
I go scope.
C O P E.
Scope.
Equals index.html editor. Type in quote.
Quote.
R O W. Escape. In W. Quote. Closing bracket. Blank. Closing bracket. Suggest list box. T index.html editor. Type in text period.
Okay, and this one will be second quarter.
2 N D. Space. Q U A R T E R.
See, I did the same thing I did on the first row. I deleted the first TD for the first column and replaced it with a TH. And I told it to do a scope equals row, which means that it's going to be a heading for the row. Okay.
Index.html editor.
Now I'm
going to
give it a value
greater,
here.
Blank. Greater. TD greater less. Greater. D. T. Slash. Less.
Okay, now I can type in some dollar numbers.
Dollar. 7, 2. Less TD T slash less. Dollar. 5, 5. Less TD T slash less. Dollar. 1, 1, 2. Less TD greater less slash D. T slash. Dollar. 9, 9. Less slash TR greater.
There we go.
Control S.
We got data. Let's check our errors.
Control Shift M. No problems have been detected in the workspace period. Control
All
Shift
right,
M.
no errors. So let's go to the Chrome browser. I just did an Alt Tab. We got the Chrome browser. It should be up on the screen. I'm going to hit the F5 to refresh the screen.
F5. Video second day recording. Enter something.
Okay, now I should have a table somewhere on this page. Let's just see if we can find it.
Five columns and three rows. Video test table. Column 1, comma, row 1, name.
See? Did you hear that? It immediately said the name of the table, video test table, because we did a caption. And now we've got, and it immediately started off with the first heading, first column, first row. So here we go.
Cherries, name. Cherries, mangoes.
Okay.
Blank S, mangoes. Cherries, name.
Okay, let's just go down. I'm going to hold down Control Alt and go down.
First quarter, row 2.
There's your first quarter.
Cherries, $1.51, column 2.
There you go, cherries, first quarter.
Second quarter, $1.72, row 3. First quarter, $1.51, row 2.
Hey, we did better the second quarter.
Mangoes, $1.89, column second quarter, $1.55, row 3.
Oh, no, whoa.
First quarter, $1.89, row 2.
Wow, people really like mangoes in the first quarter, apparently.
Carrots, $1.14, column 4, second quarter, $1.112. Onions, less $1.99 slash first quarter, $1.68, row 2, second quarter, less $1.99 slash TV greater. First
Man,
quarter,
onions are selling like hotcakes. All right, so now, wouldn't it be nice that we go ahead and group ourselves? Let's say we had a whole bunch of vegetables, a whole bunch of fruits, and we want to just say, hey, fruits and then vegetables. Okay, so why don't we create a separation so we can tell, I mean, it's pretty obvious for us, but let's assume that it was widgets or something, and we wanted to categorize them, like to begin with where they were manufactured or something. But this, in this case, we're going to say fruits and vegetables. That is the heading we're going to add now. So we're going to add one more heading to this in the next video.